Chill.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
I will do my best to be as articulate as Matt was when I answer my question here about Alan Lazard.
This is Rutledge and Hamilton.
All right, boys. Take care. Be good.
With Jim Rutledge and Matt Hamilton, presented by Coors Light.
We don't have a lot of time with Jason, so we're going to jump right into it. Jason, thanks so much for hopping on again. We always appreciate talking with you. Twice one week is extra special. And Matt
especially
here.
Especially me, Jason.
Yeah, Matt is here both times, so it really is an important time of year.
It's a Pi Day miracle.
Right. Aaron, I want to set aside all the conjecture. I heard some of your show today with Mark Tauscher. Where is your percentage at, or how confident are you feeling that Aaron Rodgers is going to end up on the Jets now that he's given them reportedly a wish list of players, and they're all his BFFs. Where are you at with Aaron Rodgers and his future?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out, because yesterday, as I mentioned with Tausch, that I was texting with someone who said that there was still a path back for him to Green Bay. It was not someone with the Packers front office, I can tell you that. And I'm still struggling to see what it would look like. I don't know what that path is. I suppose if the Jets told him, look, we don't want any of these guys. We want you, we don't want them. Then the Jets are no different than the Packers. But you still have the hurdle of the Packers, right or wrong, don't want you. Right? I mean, they've said it. It's like the guy trying to break up with the girlfriend, but he doesn't want to be the one who breaks up with her, so he's just trying to, you know, say mean, hurtful things to her to try and get her to break up with him instead. I mean, Mark Murphy and what he's... I'm still just flabbergasted by that stuff during the WIAA Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. And, you know, so I asked the person that I was texting with, what exactly would the path back be? And, of course, then he didn't respond. So I'd love to know what it is. I don't know what it is. I would love to know what it makes this person think that it exists. And once he ends up with the Jets, I want to ask him, what exactly was the path back for Aaron Rodgers? Because I just don't – it's hard for me to envision it at this point.
I don't see it either, Jason. And we've got a poll question up, and I am definitely on the losing end of this poll question, but I'm curious where you think. Who's to blame more for the upcoming breakup between the Packers and Aaron Rodgers?
And my choices are that Brian Gutekunst.
Oh, the Packers and Aaron Rodgers.
Binary.
I don't want to hurt your feelings, Matthew.
Uh-oh.
I would probably vote for Aaron Rodgers.
Whoa. And can you give me a reason?
He was asking it because he was very secure that you were answering the Packers.
I listened to Willie and Tausch today, and I thought the two of you said it was the Packers' fault. So I'm curious on your explanation here.
No, the Packers, look, here's why it's a really good question. Because it is the Packers' decision, right? They are, in my opinion, they are the ones deciding.
Yep.
Enough is enough. We don't want him anymore. But if Aaron Rodgers handles other aspects of this, of these last couple of years differently, I don't think the Packers ever get to this point. Like, I think if he comes to the offseason program and is a little more nurturing while also being demanding and having high expectations and all the other things that come with being a leader, with those young guys, I don't think they feel the same way about him. I think if he, after the game, after he throws his final pass as a Packer, potentially as an interception, if he just stands up there and goes, you know, it kills me that that could have been my last pass as a Packer. It's no one's fault but mine. It's not Matt LaFleur's play call. It's not Brian Gutekunst not keeping Devontae Adams. I got to make that throw. You know, if I'm one of the all-time greats, I got to make that play, and it pisses me off so much. I can tell you right now, forget about all the time that you guys thought I was going to devote to deciding whether to play again or not next year. I can't end my Packers career like that. I'll be back next year.
Oh, that would have been so great.
I'll be back. Program, like in this alternate universe, there were so many different moves that he could have made that would have prevented the Packers from getting to this point. That's why I vote that way. Ultimately, though, they're the ones making the call. They're making this choice, and obviously, they're choosing to move on.
Yeah, and I'm with you on all those things. I don't say that Aaron Rodgers handled any of this perfectly. Like, I want to make that abundantly clear. But like you said, at the end of the day, the Packers and Aaron Rodgers had to sign that big contract. They both knew what they were getting into. They both know how each other operate. It seems like there's very equal blame to go around.
And I'm glad you bring up the contract, because I would say this. And look, all of us during the pandemic took temporary pay cuts so none of our teammates had to get laid off, right?
Yep.
I took a 20% pay cut, which, let's be honest, is not 20% of my salary is not as much as 20% of Tausch's. that said, if we're being honest, like, Aaron Rodgers stood at the podium after they lost to the Lions, and somebody asked him, could you really walk away from $60 million? And his answer about, I've already got generational wealth, and I'm so grateful for the money I've made in this game, but yes, I could walk away from it. I wanted to say, and I didn't at the time, because it didn't seem like the right time, well, then how about making less to try and build a better team? Like, I don't want anybody to take my salary so we can, bump up Ryan Wollersheim's salary. Like, I like Ryan. But like, or Strolf, like, I love Strolf, but I got bills to pay, right? But in Rodgers' case, he's not in the same spot. Like, he doesn't have the credit card bill that Paula's run up this month. thank God she's not listening. So my point is that if you're going to say about this generational wealth, I'm not trying to convince you to take a pay cut, but think about the goodwill that would have created. Think about the goodwill it would have created if he'd have said, look, Goody, I want these guys back. And to make it easier for you, so you could bring back Randall and Alan Lazard and Mercedes Lewis, okay? Because those are the three that obviously he wants wherever he's playing. If he said, I want these three back, but to make it easier, I want you to allocate some of my salary to pay for the three of them. Right? Like in Moneyball, where Billy Bean is trading for that reliever and says, I'm going to keep the profit when I trade him back. When I trade him after this season, I'm going to keep the profit, right? If I'm Rodgers, what a great pitch that would be to improve his chances of keeping his guys and having goodwill. These are all things that I would have done. It's easy for me to say it's not my money, but these are all things that he could have done to prevent this, I think.
Jason, as always, we appreciate the time, and send our best wishes to Sydney as well.
I appreciate you guys. We're doing a commercial today for Feeding America. That's why I had to go early with you guys. And so, Tausch and Sarah have been extremely supportive of that cause. Our old buddy Tony Cartagena works for them now. Yep. So Sydney and they are going to go be in a commercial, so I'm excited to see it.
All right. Well, that's great, and sad to Tony for us as well. Jason, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
That's Jason Wilde. This is Rutledge and Hamilton.